Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
The House of Representatives may vote tomorrow on a second impeachment against President Donald Trump for inciting the deadly January 6 riot on Capitol Hill. Before House Democrats introduced the charge yesterday, the resolution asked Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment was blocked by Republican Congressman Alex Mooney.
For what purpose does the gentleman from West Virginia rise?
I object.
Americans are divided on the issue of impeachment. According to a new Quinnipiac poll, about half of the registered voters responded that Trump is responsible for the storming of the Capitol. A similar number think he should resign or be removed from office. That leaves another half that don't. Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan of Ohio says he understands impeachment proceedings may seem pointless now, but he says a message needs to be sent that actions have consequences.
We also have to look forward to future presidents. Also, I think it's important that a lot of our Republican colleagues have an opportunity to communicate to their constituents just how firmly committed they are to the Constitution.
More than 300 historians and legal scholars are calling for Trump's removal, joining a growing number of businesses and organizations withdrawing their support. Notably, Colin Powell has left the Republican Party, and the PGA of America pulled their annual golf tournament from a Trump-owned course.
It's critically important that there be a real serious focus on holding those folks who engage in sedition and threaten people's lives, defaced public property, caused great damage, that they be held accountable.
President-elect Joe Biden spoke with reporters yesterday after getting a second dose of the coronavirus vaccine. He also nominated former State Department official William Burns to run the CIA and named over 20 lawyers to the White House counsel's office. Meanwhile, the person responsible for security at the inauguration, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf, has resigned, the third cabinet-level official to quit in the wake of the riot. The Secret Service begins security operations for the event on January 13th. The National Guard plans to deploy 15,000 troops. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has asked that permits for public gatherings be denied.
Our goals right now are to encourage Americans to participate virtually and to protect the District of Columbia.
Meanwhile, the FBI says it is preparing after reports of possible armed protests in all 50 states running up to Inauguration Day. Roughly 20 people have been arrested so far for their involvement in the Capitol riots, but privacy watchdogs are condemning the use of mass facial recognition in the investigations. Executive Director of the Surveillance Technology Oversight Project, Albert Fox Kahn, says the technology is a danger to Americans, even in the face of the insurrection.
The technology is biased. It's more likely to get it wrong and lead to false arrest when the suspect is black.
He's also concerned the use of the technology could be challenged in court, leading to cases against the insurrectionists being dropped. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.